This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. CDOT is asking people not to drive today if you can avoid it. They especially ask that people stay away from the wildfire areas, since firefighters will already have a tough time getting around. And they say I-25 between Colorado Springs and Castle Rock will be particularly treacherous. Fire crews worked within Rocky Mountain National Park yesterday and successfully kept the wildfires from reaching Estes Park. But the city is under mandatory evacuation orders. Rich Johnson and his grandson Anthony went to a hotel in Blackhawk, where the Red Cross shelter set up services. The Johnsons worry about what will happen to their Estes Park home.
It'll be one of the first to go for sure, as soon as it comes down from the mountain. So. Yeah, we're worried about the home burning, and well, we both have motorcycles in the garage that couldn't be removed.
I just hope we can get back somewhere soon so I can get back to some sort of normalcy.
Cold weather and snow today is helping crews improve containment lines on the East Troublesome Fire. They still don't know the extent of the damage the fire has caused. Denver has opened a temporary emergency shelter for women and transgender people in downtown Denver as temperatures have dropped. This is CPR News and KRCC.